Station 6. Jesus nailed to the cross. Jesus, I do not want to see this. Yet I force myself to watch. I hear a sharp crack of hammer against nail and shutter. It sounds so final. Is it over? Did all those wonderful lessons taught by the seaside mean anything? You spoke of being light to the world, but it seems that darkness is winning. How they mock you! They said that you could rebuild a temple in 3 days, and I thought that anyone who could arise the dead surely could deal with the broken bones. But it's not the stones in the temple that matter to you, is it? Your greater concern is how they relate to you and to one another. So you want us to know the power of living love. Is love stronger than evil that is now surrounds you? I want to rage at the injustice of this, the cruelty of the Romans, the hypocrisy of the high priests and religious leaders, the cowardice of the disciples, the treachery of Judas, the fickleness of the crowds. They do not remember that the spoke of loving one another, of bearing the burdens of others, even of loving our enemies. They should know better. They should have listened and learned. And yet I would have done it differently. Is the guilt just of those who drove nails in the rest of the innocent? Or is it the human sin that drives the nails? My sin. The old American spiritual asks the question, where were you when they crucified the Lord? I want to deny it. I wanted to pretend that it was someone else's guilt, someone else's sin. But I was there. Jesus, you are here, dying because of my sin. I was there. It was I who drove the nails. Oh Lord, remind me of the deathly cost of sin. Forgive me of those things I have done that are displeasing to you. Forgive me not allowing you to deal with the darkness that I harbor in the hidden recess of my heart. Forgive me for I'm fooling myself into believing that I am righteous, more righteous than I am, and that I am better than others, and that I have no need to repent. Forgive me for those things I should have done, but found excuse not to do. O Lord, make me better than I am. Transform me into what I can be by your grace.